I don't want to do it at the top because it's such an old movie, but I might need to do it another time. The Rock should have won an Oscar. The Rock's best acting role ever is Pain and Gain, directed by Michael Bay with Mark Wahlberg. It is a film. And it wasn't supposed to be. That's supposed to be a movie. It's broken down like a movie. The colors, the effects, like Michael Bay's never made a film. This is a film.
Welcome to Three with Z, with me, Rob Kosovich. This is a podcast where we get together to discuss pop culture and current events, anything that's on our minds for the week. Joining me, as always, is my co-host and my friend, Christian Z.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Christian?
Hello to all the listeners out there. I'd like to thank everyone who's been listening, all our subscribers, all our downloaders. We got likes last week. This is going very good.
Dude, we got 2 whole likes. That was amazing. And to our international fans, you two with downloads in South Africa, good night, mate.
That's what you wanted to do? That's Australian.
What do you mean?
That's not South African, that's Australian.
Also, we got a Canadian download, too. What's up, Canadian?
Wait, you did all that? That was like your thing to do, and it's the wrong nationality? And you expect them to download again next week?
What do you want to do? You want to do Chappie? You want to do District
South
9?
Africa? South Africa? Oh, you got to say South Africa.
I love Lethal Weapon 2.
Don't say that. They all get killed. You're striking out. You're making us lose listeners.
No, that's how I learned what racism was.
Stop talking about South Africa. You're making them seem so bad right now. They have enough on their plate.
Diplomatic immunity.
They're definitely listening for me, not you. What's next? You can tell the Canadian listeners maple syrup sucks. Fuck hockey. You're more than just a hockey player, Canadian listeners.
I like a Molson. I like a Labatt Blue.
Oh, God, you sound like such a Republican right now.
still trying to get this spot.
Today, mate, you said. We better hope this Australian download this week. Otherwise, you're fucked, my friend.
So how's your week, Christian?
My week is going good. I thought last week was really good. I liked having our first guest on. Thank you, Tim, again for coming.
Yes, thank you, Tim. You should have asked you at the time if there was anything you wanted to plug. That's what podcasts do. They're like, hey, you want to plug anything? And you could have given his Twitter handle out or whatever.
He has nothing to plug other than that I have a shitty tattoo.
I mean, that was gold.
He saved that one, too, in his pocket. He purposely never said a word to me about it. I know he was serious because I saw his eyes. I know when he has no bullshit. Like, I like that about Tim. Like, a lot of people don't... I'll say this. Like, me and Tim are very similar in the fact that people don't like us because of certain, like, attitudes we have towards things. But he's not afraid to tell you, fuck, that's stupid. Like, you know, like, Brendan Stevie probably think my tattoo's stupid. Now I'm self-conscious about it. Now I'm really...
That's amazing.
I went in the mirror the other day. I'm like, this is not stupid. They're stupid.
This is a great tattoo.
Just talking to myself like Trump in the mirror. I was like, you know what? I respect the fact that he said it at the drop of a dime like that. And you finally were like, oh yeah, by the way, that's stupid. That's stupid. Yeah, you just jumped out. Like,
well, I mean, if it's out there in the open now, like, I don't... Like I said at the time, I never wanted to say, hey, you got a stupid tattoo.
Because it's not.
But if we're all sitting around talking about it, I like the microphone kind of brings out some truth. Yeah. I kind of think that's why me and Tim have never been friends. It's because I've always been worried that he's going to say some stupid shit.
No, a lot of people, that's exactly, you just hit it on the head. 100%.
And so, like, I never wanted to really engage. And you saying that about him, maybe he felt the same way about me.
Yeah.
And so, like, we've just never connected because we just don't want to deal with each other's stupid shit.
Like, you're a different friend, but, like, you and me agree on a lot of stuff. And the stuff we don't agree about, we either agree to laugh about it, or we just don't talk about it. I disagree with Tim on maybe, we would probably say 85% of everything.
Right.
But we talk about that 85% with respect, and it's funny. Like, we still insult each other, but then once that's done, it's done.
Right. You're not holding grudges over the things you disagree about.
No. Like he loves JFK. I don't know why. And we could talk about JFK for days, and it's just...
Maybe we'll talk about him next time we have Tim on.
Yeah.
You in South Africa, you our mates, just let us know if you want to have Tim back. That's at 3withz@gmail.com.
They're never listening again. They already tuned out.
I think it was one guy that downloaded twice.
Yeah. I think my mom's in South Africa on vacation, by the way. That's what it is.
Hello, Mrs. Z.
Practicing his Australian accent. I watched, I don't know if I'm going to do this as a topic later on, because I don't know if the show's going to make it. I really don't know, but I watched Krypton yesterday. I'm on the second episode. There's only two. My complaints with that are, why any place, like a mythical place, all of a sudden we either have to give them some form of a weird British Empire accent. Because it's never really all the way one thing. It's never all the way Australian. It's never all the way South African. It's never all the way English or Scottish. It's like a weird mix of all of them.
I feel like it's for American audiences. If you bring in a British actor who does, you know, he can do like that high English accent.
Mm.
And like that communicates to Americans. Like, oh, this guy is respectable and from like an old place. And you know what I mean? Like,
this guy's a tyrant and a colonialist.
Right. And you can't trust him, but they definitely have like culture and class.
They're secret classy.
And I think that's what they're trying to bring out whenever they bring English actors on.
But the one thing I was a little skeptical about was like, I was like, a little upset about, I was like, oh, it's a sci-fi show. So it's not going to be good. They really put like a lot of work into the CGI, which is good. And I really like the premise of it. I really do. It's Superman's grandfather. I liked where it's going. Maybe if it goes really far south, I'll make it as a topic, but if it also goes good, I'll make it a topic too.
I mean, the commercials have me interested, sort of. Although, like, the whole... I would prefer Superman to... Superman is a average Kryptonian.
They all don't have powers like he does, though. That's another thing. Like,
well, they didn't have powers on Krypton.
They don't.
But now, maybe this is just in the commercial. Does he say it in the show? Does he say the word superhero on the show?
No, he doesn't.
No, because he says it in the commercial, and that made me like roll my eyes so hard.
I wouldn't have even watched it if I would have heard that. No, I didn't. I'm very anti-superhero, but I'm, like we talked about this, what's the word you use? Super is definitely not the word. I've also come to terms with this too, like, that like, I've tried to tone down my, stop being so cynical when it comes to superhero stuff, because
just enjoy it.
I gotta keep remembering, it's also for children, too. I have to grow
up for kids.
I have to grow up a little bit. Like, the more I'm like, oh, this isn't realistic, you know, this isn't realistic, I'm like, oh, it's for kids. Like, our generation...
We're trying to sell some toys over here.
Yeah. Right? We're not catering to some 25-year-old cokehead on Long Island, you know? Like, please.
Want a pop cat doll?
do you need another pop doll, kid? Child? Move out of your fucking basement establishment.
But like... Yeah, they didn't sell any action figures with Dark Knight Returns, you know what I mean?
Yeah, one, and it was the Heath Ledger doll that nobody opened. That's it. It's still a GameStop. They have it.
Do they really?
$99 on the shelf there.
Shut up, $99.
It's $99. And that's at the store, so that means it's still, you gotta figure it's worth $175 on the internet. Something like that.
Well, if it's worth that, then you should go down there and buy it and put it up on eBay, don't you think?
You know how many times I've walked past that store, and I don't want a video game? I just look at that toy like a fucking weirdo. I'll open it. That one I'll open like an idiot, and I'll never forgive myself.
Right, you just cuddle up, and yeah. Heath, tell me my tattoo's cool.
I'm gonna sleep with it, and then I'm gonna roll over onto it, crush the box, and I'm never gonna recover.
Oh, you're sleeping with it in the box?
In the box! You don't know how serious I take shit like that. Like, I
know, I've seen the stacks in the trunk of your car.
Me and Stevie went to, we go...
I know, that's the secondary collection.
Me and Stevie go pop hunting, and Stevie found, he calls them chasers. He found the unmasked Spider-Man, and me being the dick that
Is it Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield?
The new one. Tom
Holland?
I was going to say Behringer. That's a guy from the 80s. Tom Holland.
Put Tom Behringer as Spider-Man.
Right
old
now.
Old man Spider-Man?
Oh.
In like the Logan universe?
Oh, God.
Could you fight that little Asian girl?
Oh, God. Fuck Aunt May. It'll be amazing. So, I left the thing in my trunk amidst the disarray of my trunk. I opened up the trunk the other day. I totally forgot I own the unmasked Spider-Man. I totally forgot I owned it. I bought it that day.
I've seen you lose things.
That I just bought. I buy things and lose them immediately.
You have 200 hats. I've only ever seen you wear two.
I know. Remember I told you, like, when you're like, oh, you're wearing a new outfit. You go shopping. I'm like, I found an H&M bag in my closet. Like, there's three of them that I've never worn. I buy something and I don't wear it. So
it's really weird how you're like a put-together hoarder. Like, I've never understood that about you.
It's the OCD.
And it took me a long time to realize that about you, because you are so put together, usually.
Yeah. And then I opened the trunk, and I saw that not only was I excited when I saw the corner of the box, but then when I moved my coat and saw that it's just the box and it's flat, that means there's an unmasked Spider-Man somewhere in my trunk.
A loose unmasked Spider-Man.
So I immediately went online to buy the box, and then I was like, I went 6 months not even knowing that I had this thing in my life.
And you still don't know where the doll is.
I don't want to find the doll. If I find
But you're buying the box online.
If I find the doll, it's really happened. This could have just been an accident. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you already bought the box. You got it cheap because it was crushed. And that's it. You were keeping it in your trunk for when you find the doll.
Yep, maybe I found the box on the side of the road. I just threw it in there one night when I was drunk. You never know.
But you're going through the GameStop dumpster.
Oh, God. So how was your week?
My week's great.
That was the first recap of my week where I didn't mention sex, by the way.
I was very proud of you.
I had sex, by the way. Keep going.
So much sex that I didn't have to talk about.
Yep. I am so content with my sexual activity that I don't even have to mention it.
Yeah, my week's been fine. I don't know. I don't really have anything to talk about this week. Our topics this week are A, Barry. 2,
your type of
Fallout.
I don't even know your
mostly type. Fallout 4.
He did so much prep on a South African accent that's wrong. He didn't even invest in the topic this week.
And topic 3 is
Game of Thrones versus Lord of the Rings.
Game of Thrones versus Lord of the Rings. But what I was trying to get to was that my week has mostly been filled with playing Fallout, which is why I'm now doing it as a topic.
Can I ask you before we start? I'm going to start with Barry, but do you play games that you've already beat over again? Like,
yes, sometimes.
Why? You've already beat it.
Oh, we'll get into it in Fallout.
Okay.
But, so, do you want to start with topic one now?
Yeah, I'm going to start with Barry. I'd have to kick.
Yeah, tell me about, it's David Hayter's new show on HBO.
Bill Hader. David Hayter sounds cooler, though. Maybe we should.
Who's David Hayter?
There is no David Hayter.
Are you sure? David Hayter?
No, his name's Bill Hader.
Bill Hader on HBO.
Okay. This is my first 5-star review of a show. Like, a new show that came out.
Really? 5 stars?
I give it 5 stars. For exactly...
How many episodes are out?
They're on 2 right now.
Okay.
HBO and Showtime have been striking out a lot with shows.
They've been throwing a lot at the wall.
I think because Thrones is ending on HBO, and they're trying to find something else that sticks, but they're not...
I mean, it's like, after The Sopranos, they threw a lot of shows out there that we don't remember.
They've been pumping usually 3 out a season, and how many have really stuck?
Very few.
You know? Like, True Detective was the best one they've done. It wasn't even really a series, you know? It was one season. The second one they kind of threw out because it was so bad. Like, I'm not a big... Do you ever watch Silicon Valley?
I've seen the first couple episodes, and then I got really tired of the formula. And as far as I know, they've just continued that formula for
exactly.
4 seasons.
That's exactly what I wanted to say. It's the exact... Every time I watch, like, a season recap of that show, it seems like it's the exact same one as the season before.
So, the little guy...
He's in over his head. He's nervous. Pod Piper, we don't know where it's going. Gavin Belson's the bad guy. And we don't know if we're going to reconnect at the end and, like, you know...
The guy with a lot of hair.
I don't think he's on this season.
Did they kill him, like, in Transformers? They just drop something on him?
I don't know.
You ever heard that story?
No.
You know, he was in the first Transformers without Shia LaBeouf. It was the first one where they introduced Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
Halfway through production, Michael Bay gets fed up with him.
He's a dick?
Michael Bay?
No, well, Michael Bay, I believe, is a dick.
Yeah, TJ Miller. Michael Bay, calls cut, walks up to him and goes, "Hey, what the fuck is going on? I thought you were supposed to be funny."
Shut up!
Michael Bay changes the script mid-production and kills his character.
That's a real thing?
That's from a TJ Miller interview.
He said that.
He thought he was supposed to be in, like, the next 3 movies with... He was like...
It worked out better for him. He got Deadpool out of it.
Michael Bay thought he was so unfunny that he killed him.
I could see how you could think TJ Miller's not funny.
I he's not.
You don't like TJ Miller?
No. I mean, maybe he's really funny and I just don't like Silicon Valley. That's possible. I just don't like his character in that. It's like, oh, I'm going
to
say some
dirty... And he tends to be that character in every other thing he's in. What the fuck is the problem? Weren't you supposed to be funny?
I heard you were supposed to be funny.
Before I
talk... What do you even say to that as a professional comedian?
You talk about it in an interview and just take the punch. You do. Like, when a dead serious man says that to you and just kicks you in the dick, you just got to take it. You know?
But then he kills your character.
You still get your check. You know, it's not like he's hurting, you know? Like, Transformers isn't a fucking good franchise.
Like, I wonder if Mark Wahlberg thinks he's funny. You know what I mean? Like, that would...
I don't know if Mark Wahlberg thinks anybody's funny.
He thinks he's pretty funny.
Yeah, he does.
He thinks Turtle's pretty funny.
He does.
He probably thinks Donnie's pretty funny, too.
All right, let's talk about Barry.
What I understand the show to be about, I understand it's Bill Hader is a hitman who's kind of lost his passion for the job, and he joins an acting class, and he finds that he really wants to be an actor.
Yes. The one thing I really didn't want to watch this show about was I did think it was going to try and be a Dexter ripoff. One, because it's a man's first name as the title. It's a very... Like, Bill Hader and Michael C. Hall have a very pan-faced, funny, like, dry humor That was their thing. And Dexter, as much as Dexter is a drama, there's a lot of humor in it.
It was a very funny show.
It was very funny. There was just a lot of shit in that show that was hilarious. I love that
show. And he's funny in that show. Yes. By doing something ridiculous and playing it straight.
Mm-hmm. So, the one thing, so I was a little skeptical, and then Beaver texted me and goes, dude, you gotta watch this show. And he's on his third great recommend right now. So
he's on a hot streak.
He's on a hot streak. So I'm like, I'm riding this guy into the ground. We'll see how this goes. Once he recommends like Silicon Valley season 7, where it's the same thing as season 1, then I'll be like, all right, he's done. He's at his moment. The one thing I'll talk about my complaint after. The show starts off, he's in a hotel room, just pacing around the hotel room. There's a dead body on the bed, shot in the head. And he just casually just walks out of the room. And then you see him at his Snowden apartment in Cleveland playing video games. You see that he's a Marine, like all the plaques are on the wall and everything. They do that he kind of PTSD. And he never really did what he wanted to do. So his uncle's name is Fuchs. It's Steven Root, who's amazing as a comedic actor. His most famous thing is the guy from Office Space, my stapler.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's his father's best friend, and he gives him this purpose, and, like, he's the one who brought the job to him. He's like, listen, I love you, Barry. He seems depressed. Like, maybe your skills over there could be utilized over here, and that's how he started killing people. He's getting really stir-crazy again after a few years of doing this. Now he's going back to old Barry where he's, like, losing it. He's sitting in the house, and he's going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So Fuchs's idea is, he goes, how about this? You need a vacation? He's like, yeah, I need a vacation. He goes, set up a job for you in Los Angeles. And he's like, that's not really what I meant by a vacation, but okay, no problem. Yeah, I'll do it. Goes to L.A. and catches the acting bug. His mark he has to kill is this guy who's an actor, but he's a personal trainer as well, and he's fucking... He doesn't even know that the woman is... This poor bastard is fucking the head of the Chechen mob's wife.
Okay.
And the scene... The best actor on the show, and they give you him in spurts. He's not on it a lot. His name is... I purposely had to look up his name on IMDb because you can't understand it with the Chechen accent. It's Hanno Hank.
Hanno Hank.
He goes, but when he says it, he goes, Hanno Hank. Like, you can't really hear how...
And like, you just went right into your Tommy Wiseau.
It's very Tommy Wiseau. Tommy Wiseau might be in the Chechen mob. But the guy, I thought they were really just into the character and they shaved his entire head and everything like that to make him look like a thug. He has alopecia. Actor. He's on Gotham, too. He's very good, but he's so fucking funny. He's, like, the underboss of the Chechen mob, and, like, he pitches him this job, and, like, just, like, the way he talks to Barry is so great. He's like, you're going to do this, right, Barry? Like, it's so Tommy Wiseau, it's hilarious. But the show, Henry Winkler is amazing as the acting coach, who only cares about money, and, like, there's only two episodes in, so I really can't discuss plot, and I don't... Sure. This is a show you really might not know where it goes. It's right at a point where the plot right now might not be the plot in episode 10 or 12.
What it appears to be.
But I'm not making this a long topic just because I don't want to ramble. I love that Henry Winkler and Steven Root both auditioned for the roles they're playing.
Really?
Yes. And I respect the guy at Henry... Like, regardless if you think Henry Winkler is not an Oscar-winning actor, he's not. No. He's not.
He's very funny, though.
He's fucking hilarious. And the thing is, he played, regardless, one of the most iconic TV show characters of all time.
Of all time.
Like, in 50 years, people will still be, hey, you know?
Yeah, you put it on a leather jacket and hit something. Like, yeah.
The thing that made me appreciate Henry Winkler more is, that is so not Henry Winkler either. Like,
right.
The Fonzie character. He's a geeky Jewish guy. And I really appreciated that. Like, I was like, you know what? Like, a guy who pretty much could make his mark in TV where he says, you know, fuck you, I'm not auditioning. He said, no. If I'm good enough to get the part, I'll audition again. I don't care. I'll read. I'll do it. So,
I feel like Steven Root's the same way. I'm blanking on the things he's been in, but I love that actor.
He's kind of a chameleon actor where, like, if I named you five things he was in, you'd be like, shit, that's right. Oh, fuck, I do remember that. He's great in it, but the show is all Bill Hader's fuck. He's directed the first two episodes already. I don't know how many more he directs.
Is he also writing the show?
He's writing a lot of it with Alec Berg because they're hitting a home run. The guy who plays the Chechen mob boss is... It's just, they were amazing. Like, the whole show, I recommend, Barry is, and I love that HBO says this, HBO's best comedy, as like, their advertisement when they did the commercial, following Silicon Valley. Meaning, their bread and butter show, they're already admitting that this is a better show.
Right, it's their second biggest show right now, I would imagine, in Silicon Valley, and they're just saying, no, this is better than
that. No, you can throw this one.
I'll give it a shot, because I have a weird relationship with Bill Hader. Like, I don't often, I don't think of him as being a particularly funny guy, although I haven't seen a lot of his stuff on SNL. I think he's like the cop from Superbad.
He's amazing as
that. But like, that's my big thing with him, of who he is.
It's funny that the show came out because me and Brendan got into an argument like 3 weeks ago where Brendan was saying like how much he loved Bill Hader and he didn't watch Barry yet and he was excited. And I have an attitude, and this is a good attitude to have with certain things. Like, I am arrogant, I can be cocky. If you ask me who the best stand-up comedian in the world is right now, I'm going to tell you it's me, okay?
Number two, Chris Rock.
And people will be like, who the fuck do you think you are? In life, you have to have an attitude that you are the best at what you are doing.
Right.
Okay? If at the very least, you're going to get your best work possible because you're striving to be the best. Now, I got a little cocky with a direct quote because Brendan was like, oh, Bill Hader's hilarious. I'm like, oh, I'm funnier than Bill Hader. And Brendan goes, oh, no, you're not. And I'm like, yes, I am. And he goes, oh, no. It was an hour of me and him fucked up just saying, yes, I am. And it was back and forth. And then I watched Barry immediately 5 minutes into the episode. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not.
I'm not funnier than him.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh,
no.
You just did an HBO. You're just like, well, go watch Barry instead of listening to this.
Oh, fuck, it was great. The show's great. He's amazing on it. I need to keep watching it. I'll keep the audience. This is going to be like a Waco where I'm really amped up and then I get mad and I stop talking about it. I'll talk about this until it runs out. It's a very good show.
That sounds good.
All right. Now, I want to talk about topic two here.
All right.
Okay.
Topic two.
This is your topic. I want to talk about it here. I'm going to ask you questions as this happens because I did my video game topic 2 weeks ago. You are the video game guy. Obviously, I'm
you got a great top five.
I told people my top five. They didn't like it. I think you were just being
nice. Who's this?
Both my little stepbrothers said that.
They don't know.
They don't know. It was all games that are out of their realm. You know?
A lot of them are out of their age range, too.
Yeah. You know? So.
Like, if they tried to play Fable now, it would seem like shit because
no
of.
No, it wouldn't. Ha! Gotcha.
But because of what Fable helped to introduce to a lot of games, like, it's, you know, it's going back to Blade Runner. It sucks.
Don't ever call Fable Blade Runner again. So, okay, I'm just going to ask you a couple video game questions that I've sparked in my head after.
I don't know if we said the name. It's Fallout 4 is what I want to talk about.
But you're going to talk about the series like you did with
Assassin's Creed. Yeah, well, because you have to give context to why.
Okay.
To why I feel the way I do about 4.
You've played video games, beat them.
Yes.
And then went back and played them again.
Yes.
Story mode.
Yes.
Why? What's the point of that?
Depending on the game. Some of them are just that fun, and you just want to play it again.
But you know it's going to I guess I've read a book again.
Yeah, and no, that's fine. And, like, Doom 2016 is a great example. It was the newest Doom game that came out.
Is that still first person?
Yes.
Okay, they're never going to change that.
Hopefully not. They did a weird thing with it. They went back to their roots where it's first person games now, or a lot of it is Call of Duty, slow.
You look up in the original Dooms? Or that's just side-to-side panel shooting, like Bond.
I think Duke Nukem 3D was the first one you could actually look up.
If you go back to play, like, GoldenEye now, it's very weird that you can't look up.
Yeah.
It feels weird, because if, like, and this is a guy who doesn't play video games at all. Like, last video game I played was maybe 6 years ago, and it was chess on your PS1, PS3.
Right.
But, like, to play GoldenEye now is weird, because it's just
It plays like shit.
Because you've been playing so many great games you know?
Right, but it's only evolved, so, like, that was one of the first games that they tried to put on a controller. Yeah. You know, like, they hadn't figured that out yet. Yeah. Now it's so basic that, like, they don't even have to put a tutorial in shooting games anymore, because everyone understands how you move and look around and stuff. But what I want to say about Doom 2016 was, it's only, like, 10 hours long, but it's so, it's so good.
It's only 10 hours long.
That's very short for a video game. Like, it's so different and so good for just. Well, like, all it is running into rooms and shooting demons. But, like, they did it in such a good way to get that, like, it was like, I have to go play that again.
Okay.
Especially because the story isn't even important in that game. Like, someone tries to explain something to you at one point, and you just break the console and throw it away and load your shotgun. Because the story doesn't matter. Cause it's Doom.
Now, is Fallout a first-person shooter?
Sort of. Okay. It is shooting. It is first-person. Although you can change it to third-person if you want to, like, look at your character. What I wanted to say was, so Doom was just so fun that I'll go back and play it.
Okay.
Then there's games like Fable, where, like, what you do changes the story.
So you can go back, that's why you can go back and play it again.
Right, so I played Fable more than once. I played Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3, each one at least.
You let me borrow that, times. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. But then again, you told me I played the wrong one. I played 2.
No, that's the right one.
It wasn't me.
That's not for you. That's fine.
Video games are not for me.
You know, there's people that get mad about that, but that's fine. It's not for you.
Okay. What are the fucking video game army going to come and shoot me?
Yo, man. I think they elected the president, so maybe.
Yeah, please. Oh, my God. Great.
So Fallout falls into that Fable category of where what you do changes everything.
Okay.
Or it's a role-playing game like that where you can do different things. There's different things to do. Like, Fallout 3 had a system where you could either be, like, good, middle, or bad. And, like, so there was like, a reason to go back because there was, like, at least three ways to do almost every situation.
Mm-hmm.
Fallout 4 takes a lot of that away.
Yeah.
Fallout is a game that I would recommend for you because it's all about, like, you make your own character and then you go out into this world and explore.
Okay.
Fallout 3 hit such a place in my brain.
This is one you're talking about.
No, one was on the computer in the early 90s, and it was, you ever played Diablo where it's like over your head, atop your head looking down?
Yeah, I hate that view.
It's that. It's very, very different.
Okay.
Fallout 3 was, they made it a couple years ago, or it's probably
so like
10 years ago
now. So that's like the start of the console, is 3.
Yeah, it was okay. The first time they brought the console, and it was the same guys who make Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
Fallout 3 and 4 are basically Skyrim, but instead of elves and swords, it's robots and laser guns in the future.
Wait, what's Skyrim?
It's...
You can be an elf? You can make a character?
Yeah, an elf. Yeah, these are the games you should play.
So why are you telling me about this shit?
I'm telling you about it right now!
Okay, yeah, that's a good point, sorry. Sometimes I forget where it's, you know.
the basic point of Fallout, the basic idea is, in the future, there's World War III happens, there's a nuclear war, and everything is destroyed, and now you're in the wasteland. Like, the original games took a lot from, like, Mad Max and A Boy and His Dog, which is basically Omega Man.
You know, Boy and His Dog, okay.
So it's, they literally give you a dog named Dog Meat, just like a boy and his dog.
Okay.
Toned like the 50s, but, like, if the 50s was in the future, you know what I mean? Like, big clunky robots, it's a lot of, like, lounge music, and...
Is this the one that did the Dean Martin, "Oh, I love a kick"?
That's it, yeah.
Honey, quick! Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Right, and it's a lot of that. So it's got a really cool aesthetic. But
they're in a casino in that. Aren't they robbing a casino?
Yeah, well, that was Fallout New Vegas, which there's been 3 on the consoles.
Oh, like, so it's always post-apocalyptic.
Right. So the original Fallout games were set in California after the apocalypse. Fallout 3 is in Washington, D.C. Then there's New Vegas, which is in Las Vegas.
And you get to make a character.
You make a character. And, like, Fallout New Vegas is the one you should play. Because it's, like, the best one.
Oh, I love a kick. Keep going.
Right, and so you're basically doing, like...
Don't I sing that good?
You do. And, like, that's just... There's Mr. House, who's trying to control Las Vegas, and there's Caesar's Legion, with a bunch of guys who dress up like Roman soldiers, coming over the Hoover Dam. They're going to take over Vegas, and you have to decide who's going to... And then there's the...
Oh, this is sick!
And then there's the California Republic, who's kind of, like, the remnants of the government. And it's all these factions, and you pick which faction takes over Vegas... And who's good? Because who controls Hoover Dam controls Vegas.
What system am I gonna buy?
I think it's Xbox 360 or play PS4 or PC.
I could buy a PS4
or a PS3. You don't even need a 4.
Can I borrow it again? I'm kidding.
Probably.
In my defense, I had Rob's PS3 for, we're gonna say, 3 years
at least.
And I played online chess.
And Mass Effect once.
Mass Effect once. Rob was like, "Oh, what video game are you playing?" I'm like, "Chess." He's like, "Okay, all right, I need that fucking thing back.
I need that back. Well,
I need that fucking thing back."
I was really jonesing to play something. It might have been Mass Effect or Skyrim.
You asked me to download a game for you, and I had a panic attack.
Oh, it was Diablo 3, because they gave it out for free, I think.
Dude, I had such a nervous breakdown. I think I did. I don't want you to look to make sure I did, you know, but it was way too much. You've never asked me for a more non-serious favor before.
You could tell I was serious about it. Like, they give the game away for free every month. Yeah. And I was like, "No, I need to get that game."
And I was afraid that I was gonna buy it the wrong way, because I've never done anything. I'm a very old person when it comes to that shit, with that stuff. And I double-checked. I might have downloaded it 5 times, just to make sure. But that was a very scary night. I was also on a lot of drugs. You asked me a bad time in my life to download a game.
I'm pretty sure it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So, yeah. Keep going.
So that sounds exciting, right? Like, there's these different factions, and you're gonna decide who controls this area.
Yes.
And you're wandering around in the desert with your dog, and, like, shooting people and taking over caravans and
stuff.
Does
your dog die?
No.
Oh, good.
He's
so
invincible.
I'm not gonna cry.
It's not Fable 2. Spoiler alert. So in Fallout 4, instead of doing this thing where it's, like, your character is what you decide he is, or she is.
Uh-huh.
They give you a backstory, right? The game actually starts before the war. And you're in your home with your wife or husband and the baby.
Okay.
And the alarms go off and you run to this place called there's a whole setup of vaults where it's like underground places that people hide.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in the vault, you get cryogenically frozen, and then someone shows up, kills your husband, steals your baby, and leaves. And then you get out of your frozen thing, and it's like, go find your baby.
So this game is edgy.
Mm.
You could
that sounds edgier than it is in the game.
But you could be gay, though, in it.
No, you can't.
You just said husband.
Oh, because you can play as a woman.
Well, I took that really the wrong way.
It's interesting that you went there, though.
I'm so you. Well, you. I'm not you. You play games as girls.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I'm playing with my dolls. Leave me alone. So
Rob makes characters as women. Yeah. Are they women versions of you, or are you like Da Vinci?
No, you.
No. Are you like Da Vinci here? Are they?
No.
If they have big shoulders,
I'm attracted to them.
Okay, so you make. Oh god.
I make digital girlfriends.
Oh my god, that you put in battle situations.
Yeah, and she's so tough. And she hits people with a hammer in the head. It's great.
It's like my girl. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Keep going. What's her name? Can I have her number?
So
I'm in the mood for some abuse.
But so instead of you get to just fill up who your character is, they give you the very specific character. It's the first game where they voice your character. You hit a button. They give you four choices of what to say. And they're all...
It's like Max Payne. Max Payne was one of the first ones to do that.
Right. No, but now you're choosing what to say.
Mm.
So, but it's... Like, your options are usually more information, yes. I don't want to, but yes.
The Fairy Fable did that too.
I don't want to, and yes.
Is there a game that you could talk into yet and respond to the computer?
The only one I can think of is... Was it the Seaman? You ever play Seaman where it's a little... It's like a Tamagotchi fish that lives on your TV?
Why would I play that, Rob?
It was in the early 90s.
Okay. I thought this was something that came out recently, and you're in that room.
Oh, man. I heard Seaman 2 is coming out. I don't know.
When SOCOM Navy SEALs came out for PS2, that was one of the other reasons I bought PS2 other than Vice City, I was so mad because I didn't understand the online world yet, so I bought the PS2, I bought a nice headset at GameStop, I brought the thing home, and I thought I didn't know that. I'm such a fucking non-geek.
I'm going to plug it into the wall, and it's going to work.
And I was like, how do I play with my friends? And I kept clicking multiplayer, and nothing was working. And it took me like maybe an hour and a half of crying and yelling. I was 12. I was so pissed. So I just started talking to and it didn't work. Like, it's like, it would give you, I would respond to the character in the game.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I made the purchase of a $300 system. Like, they'd be like, okay, you know, we got to take the ridge over there. I'd be like, okay. And then finally I was like, Christian, you're really losing it. You're not talking to anybody right now.
You're talking to the TV.
And I never got the online hookup. I just stopped playing. I played it for one day, and I think my PS2 is still at that house. In the same position it was when I was... I just left it. Threw the remote, left it.
That's amazing.
Okay, so Fallout... The best Fallout right now, you're saying, is the most recent one that came out?
No, it was two games ago. It was New Vegas was the best one.
When are they coming out with a new one?
Well, they just came out with... Fallout 4 came out 2 years ago. So the next one's going to be instead of Fallout, it's going to be a sequel to Skyrim, which is the same idea, but fantasy.
What do you think's their bigger moneymaker?
Probably,
it's Activision that makes it, right?
No, it's Bethesda.
Okay.
But I'd imagine it's the, like, Skyrim is part of the Elder Scrolls series.
How many Skyrims are there? Like, if I start Skyrim, if I go buy a PS4 right now and get Skyrim 1?
There's just Skyrim.
Oh, there's just Skyrim, okay.
Well, because there's... Like, there's other games that, like, it's Elder Scrolls 6, but Skyrim doesn't have anything to do with it.
Gotcha, okay.
You can walk around and find books, and if you read the book, they'll talk about stuff that happened in the other games, but it doesn't...
Okay.
You don't have to know anything.
Okay. Great game for me, I don't have to know anything.
You don't have to know anything, and you get to make your character...
Do I get to talk to myself?
It's so much. It'll be great. Like, guard call... You know, you can play as a cat guy, and they'll call you, like, a dirty cat, and then you can scratch your eyes out.
I wish Tim was here for that, he loves cats.
But... Fallout 4, instead of giving you that, like, sandbox to go play in,
yeah,
and, like, characters to play with, now they were trying to get you to, like, play the story,
mm-hmm.
but it's not what they're good at. So,
You're saying their talent here is just making a great game that's a good shooting game.
To go play around in. It's not even a good shooting game. It's just, it's such a big world and you get to go explore.
It's fun to fuck around in. I got you. Yeah. So, when they tried to add some story to it, you're like, stop this.
It's stupid. Because, because you, walk into places and it doesn't matter that you're there. You know what I mean? They, instead of, in New Vegas, you control the world. You decide the fate, you know? In Skyrim, you're saving everybody from the dragons. You're a big deal. And then in this one, they try to do that because, there's three different factions you could join and decide which one you want to control the wasteland or whatever. But, all of it feels very flat. And even, they're like, oh, you're in charge now. And you're like, oh, okay, can I make decisions? They're like, no, go kill something. It doesn't matter. So, I played, when it first came out, I was very excited. I played it for about 60 hours. And then I put it down and decided I didn't like it. But, it took me that long to...
Wait.
Yeah. And then... Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Do you eat a meal, 95 times and then figure out you don't like it? Oh, that's a lot of time.
Easter just passed, and I tried black licorice again. I like it now. Who knew?
Black licorice is very weird.
Mint jelly? Mmm. Really good.
But how do you know? You haven't ate it for 60 hours. 60 hours is a lot of... That's more than a full-time work week.
Oh, it's three times what I work in a week.
Oh, my God.
But there...
Well, you're definitely not editing for 60 hours. You know that. Oh, I just kicked him in the dick, ladies and gentlemen. Just kicked him in the dick. We're all caught up now, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm fucking done.
I'm the one out there selling this thing. Hustling, pushing the rock.
I haven't seen you post one thing on the Twitter.
I'm putting it on my own Instagram. That's where the money is. So the money honeys are.
So
I like the word money honey.
But so that was 2 years ago, and then for whatever reason, the other day, probably because I was trying to avoid editing, I was like full out. And so I went back and I played it, and I started a new character, and I'm like,
is it a girl?
Of course it is.
Have you played a game as a male in the past 2 years?
Where I could choose...
No, where you... No, don't dance around.
Wait, no, I'm saying where I could choose my character?
Yeah.
No.
Why? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Because if I wanted to be a fucking 30-year-old white dude who was awesome, I could just fucking go outside. You know what I mean?
That was a great answer to that question. I'm not going to make fun of you anymore. That was a great answer. Amazing.
But, so, yeah, I'm...
Who's your favorite... Well, this can go deep. Geez. This is gonna go deep, and I know you know the answer to it.
My best girl?
Who is your best girl? Who's your bottom bitch when it comes to video games? Out of all the characters you've created. Do they all look the same? Is it the same girl every game?
No.
Do you name them?
Yes. I do have a go-to name, but it's not always the same girl. She just happens to always have the same name. Is that weird?
That's sick.
Well, it's also because I...
What's the name, Rob?
It's hard to come up with names.
What's the name, Rob?
Lily. It's always Lily.
Who is Lily, Rob?
You tell me.
Who is Lily in real life, Rob?
That's a great question.
There's definitely...
But it's not like she's not always a brunette or redhead or a blonde. Like, it changes.
Yeah, because you're torturing yourself.
It's a different person.
Is Lily here now, Rob?
You want to see her? I could start a pull-out and I could show you and you could give me a critique. Because it's easy.
Is that porn star who died? Is her name fucking Lily?
It wasn't.
I'm
so glad it wasn't. Because if it was, I had to admit it, and I would have admitted it, and I would have felt really weird about it. Thank God I don't do that.
Oh God.
Sorry
if Lily's here and I offended.
No, you know, it's Lily's easy because when you're typing on with a controller and no keyboard, it's something short, and it's a name I like.
You know what we call that? Rationalizing. Okay.
Okay, all right, are you ready to move on to topic three?
I think you're ready to move on to topic three, my friend.
You said you were going to make the transition.
I think you're making a transition. Are you Lily?
Maybe that's my name.
You're kind of doing the Bruce Jenner thing right before he grew his hair out. Okay. Sorry, Rob. Or Lily. So... I had an awful cold. This is my segue from that. My friend possibly being, or either schizophrenic or transgender. I don't know what's going on here. I was sick last week, and I gave myself...
Yeah, can we apologize for your sniffles last week?
I was sick. That was the first time I was sniffling for a good reason. Like, if you played that podcast for my father, he'd be like, oh, you're back on. You're back on the shit, aren't you? I can't.
Is that okay? We can just leave that stuff, that shit in? That's fine?
Yeah, I'll leave all that in.
God, my parents asked me over Easter how to download a podcast, and I was just thinking about the last episode we did, and I was like, oh, God.
Did you tell them you're doing?
Yeah.
Do you want to clear out the Lily stuff so they don't commit you? Because I need you to edit this week.
I'm 30. They can't commit me. They have no legal status over me. Mom and
in
dad.
In the state of Florida, you could commit any family member for 72 hours. You're not fucking...
Well, no, you can still do that here. Yeah.
So I can just call up and be like, commit my sister for 72 hours.
You have to give a reason. You can't just say, you should commit him.
Oh, you're saying...
Like, if you said that she's a danger to herself or something, yeah.
I should do that. Because she is. She's a bitch. We haven't spoken in a while. She's a big, big bitch right now.
I love you.
Okay. Her name's not Lily Rob. So, I was sick as a dog last week. And my lady friend was saying to me today, actually, she's like, because I started coughing. We had sex and I started coughing afterwards.
On her face?
What? Right after I had an orgasm. No. She's like, are you still sick? And I'm like, a little bit. Yeah, I guess like I'm always a little sick in the winter. In the winter, once I get one cold, I think it's a smoking thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Once you get one cold in mid-November, you are sick until the fucking flowers
bloom. You're never above a 78%.
Yeah. As a smoker, that's a great estimate. A great roundabout number. Last week, I was dying, and I made a promise that if I wasn't fucked up on drugs, or I wasn't drunk or hungover, that I would be here. And then, sure enough, like, I've used so many excuses in my arsenal of, like, being... you know, an awful junkie for the past 5 years, that anytime I am really sick, no one believes me. And, you know, I'm like, I really don't feel good today. Like, even you, I was coughing, you're like, oh, you're really sick. And I'm like, yes, I'm sick!
Well, yeah, about an hour in, I got concerned about you. Because I've spent a lot of time with you where you didn't seem well. But, like, I knew why.
Yeah.
But then seeing you, I was like, oh, you're, like, sick.
Yeah.
As far as I know, you've never been sick in your life.
No, because I was always on drugs, so yeah. The drugs kill whatever is in your...
Yeah, so you were sick.
So huh? I was sick. And whenever I'm sick, my go-to movies to watch is the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Because it's... There's not... But I'm going to give you a reason, okay? Okay. My new fucking catchphrase, apparently.
You know what they say in South Africa? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
They say down under? Yeah. With the kangaroos there? Oh, God, Rob. So, I can't believe you planned that out. So...
I've been thinking about it all day.
Oh, yeah, great line, bud. Keep writing. Keep those gems coming. So, I watched Lord of the Rings because, one, it's very... Like, you could pass out, like, fever sick, and, like, there's nice music in the background. And then, if you feel a little better, all of a sudden, next thing you know, Aragorn is fucking killing two, you know, you're two fucking orcs, and you're like, oh good, I'm back. But then
fuck,
like,
those Uruk-hai, yeah.
Yeah, but then it's not that, it's not crazy fighting the whole time, where you're like, oh, I like it.
There's actually not that much action, especially in the first one.
No. That's another movie where the sequel, Two Towers is better than Fellowship, 100%. I would say for the story, you need the first one more for the trilogy.
Right. Twin Towers. I always do that. Two Towers wouldn't be nearly as good without Fellowship before it.
Absolutely.
But it does that rare thing where it's like, no, here's the setup. Like, here's Fellowship, a really good movie.
Mm.
And then it's like, no, and then we're going to take all these parts that we set up and actually make a really good movie after that.
Like, the battle for Helm's Deep. Okay, well, all right, I'm going to get into my complaints and stuff. All right, so I watched the whole trilogy again, and I love it. I do. But there's a lot of concrete complaints I have, just with any
criticism, sure.
Any trilogy, any Greek thing you may have. But I texted...
Oh, I wanted to... Fuck, I forgot. I wanted to call this segment Nerd Fight! Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones?
Geek Wars. Geek Wars.
Oh, Geek War!
Geek Wars 2018. I just said 08, like we're 10 years past. I'm living in 08, baby. But the thing is, I texted you, we should do a battle. But I was like, we'll probably both agree. And you're like, what? I was like, Game of Thrones is better than Lord of the Rings. You're like, you're going down. And I'm like, all right. So the way I want to do this, because...
Yeah, so I want to make it official. Your official stance is that Game of Thrones is better than Lord of the Rings.
I do believe that, yes.
And this is based on the TV and film adaptions, right? We're not talking books here.
Yeah, throw the books in.
Okay.
Throw the books in.
Oh, okay.
Because there's questions I want to know that... I know you've read Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
I didn't.
I'm not a Tolkien scholar by any means. Like, I don't... There's people who can really, like... They can tell you every fucking little thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like that. But, like, I have read them.
Okay. The thing here is, I know I'm going to lose this ultimately, because if there's no Lord of the Rings, there's no Game of Thrones.
Of course.
100%. And it's majorly influenced by it. You could see it.
Right.
It's almost like the writer in Game of Thrones read Lord of the Rings, enjoyed the... No, because the books came out before the movie. Read Lord of the Rings, and he just wanted a little more of the sex that we never got from Lord of the Rings and put it into Thrones.
Right. Well, yeah, he... Tolkien set up pretty much every... Like, the entire fantasy genre. And one of the reasons Game of Thrones works so well is because it's dealing with a lot of fantasy tropes and then either making it more realistic, like how it would be in medieval times, or
a just little more edgier.
Just changing... You know, Tolkien was writing a fable, a myth. Martin's doing more of a history and a realistic take on...
One's a much better writer than the other. It's very evident. Like...
Martin like Tolkien, be a better actor, a better writer.
But Tolkien invented a language, like Elvish, that you can learn. You can take a class.
Those books are boring as sin, though.
But you said the first book is just basically him stroking his own dick about writing the Elvish language, right?
Oh man, the songs.
You could read a whole song, but he wrote
more than once. I bet there's 20 songs throughout those three books.
Really. So, like, at the end
of... You know when, like, in the extended version of Lord of the Rings, Aragorn sings one song? Like, that's a song that he sings a couple times in Elvish, in the book.
Wait, so you have to, like... Wait, when you...
Like, there's a page in Elvish of Aragorn singing.
But wait, if you don't speak Elvish, you just skip it?
Tolkien doesn't give a fuck.
You learn Elvish from my fucking books, dick. Dick, I was going to say, for those of you who have nothing to do with your time other than listen to this great podcast on Wednesdays, you could take a night...
On Wednesdays? It comes out on Saturday.
It's supposed to come out on Wednesdays.
Did we discuss that?
What? No. Rob, we record on Wednesday. I don't expect you to fucking sit here and then edit and then... You have Fallout to play. And Assassin's Creed, I'm sure you're going to...
I'm starting Dishonored 2.
Oh, good.
I booted it up right before you came over. And
have you played that one already?
No.
Oh, wow, good.
I played the first one and I didn't like it, so now I'm going to try this one.
I can't wait to see what Adventure Lily is going to be on. So... You could take an Elvish class. You can learn this language, and it's from Tolkien. Like when people,
if you had to learn a not real language, would you rather learn Elvish or Klingon?
Elvish, 100%. Elvish is beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Like I want to learn how to hit on women in Elvish, but not tell them it's Elvish. Like, cause that'll kill a fucking wet pussy real quick. You know. When I texted you that, basically what I wanted to do is I don't want to just get into a full boxing match with you here because
we don't have to do that
because you and me both love.
Know you're wrong, so it's fine.
I kind of admitted I was wrong, but we both love both of these things. It's not like I'm the solid. Like I would love to just get a person in here who just likes one or the other, and you and me battle them both. But that's we don't have that much time in the world to do shit.
Right, I don't know anyone that would be that passionate about either of them.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to meet that person.
No, I don't want to spend an hour in a room with them.
No, they're getting kicked out on their ass.
Is why I asked about if we were discussing books and movies versus.
I have a good question here.
Because I honestly think if we were just doing books, I might pick Game of Thrones.
Or
Song of Ice and Fire. And then if we were just doing film versus show, I'd pick Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Is that like a weird thing?
Yeah. My last complaint is with Game of Thrones because it needs to be said. Because we love the show. We watch it when it's on. But there's a big thing I have to say about the way the show is going and ultimately ending in June. So I'm going to start with Lord of the Rings. One of my biggest complaints is something that the movie does. I'm sure the book does. This is why. And I know you read it and I didn't. They don't explain Aragorn's line well enough. In the movie, they don't explain to you. Aragorn is a descendant of Isildur, okay? Who kept the ring, lost it, probably 10 hours later.
He's the lost king of Gondor.
Yeah. Now, was Aragorn? Did his family continue in line as kings, and Aragorn stopped and said, "I'm not carrying this responsibility. I'm leaving. Like I'm being the bitchy prince and running away from Gondor." Or did the next descendant from Isildur leave the line?
My understanding is that Aragorn chose to leave.
So Aragorn's father was king of Gondor as well.
Yes. And like his father knew the fat fuck that throws himself off the ledge in the third movie.
He's not fat in the movie.
He's pretty fat.
You're talking about Boromir and Faramir's father?
Yeah.
He's very skinny.
No. I haven't seen the movies in a while, but he's very skinny. In my head he's Boss Nash from Phantom Menace.
No, you're doing Oh no, you're doing book, bud. That's your opinion of the book. My thing was, your thing is that they continued the line even after Isildur, and Aragorn was the one who said, "I'm leaving here."
Yes. Although, in the Hobbit movies, Legolas' father says to go look for the ranger, Aragorn.
Because he has long life.
But he would have, yeah, but he would have been like 10.
No. His thing is, they explained it in the third one. He's been like 40. He's a man, but he's not a man.
He's a king. Yeah.
He's been 45 years old for like 200 years. He's existed for hundreds of years already, which is hilarious. My second complaint about Lord of the Rings is this. I love this on again, off again thing he has with Liv Tyler, the elf. Okay. Right. And the reason her father has a legitimate complaint. Like, honey, I don't want you to be upset when this fucking guy dies.
Yeah.
Because we have a tradition. If you are one of the unlucky elves, because we're immortal, whose husband dies, you have to walk the earth in mourning the rest of your life. Do you want to do that? And she's like, no. And she's like, good. Go meet somebody who's elvish. We right. have a lot of...
Because it would really suck if it happens to an elf. But, like, if you're doing a human... It would be like a human marrying a hamster, where it's like, no, it's going to be dead in 2 years.
Yes.
Relax.
Yes. Now, my complaint is this.
Because he's not even complaining. He's like, yeah, go fuck him. Whatever.
I don't care. I like the guy. He's come over for dinner. He's nice. He's just not right for you, hun.
Yeah.
Okay? You live forever. Enjoy that.
So it's one of... We're a dying race. It's one of our few benefits. We live forever.
Unless you cut our head off. Okay? My complaint is this. He's already existed. I'm assuming Aragorn is around 300 years old.
Is that fucking true?
Yeah. Yeah. He's right.
That's dumb.
I know it's dumb. That's another complaint. But he's never with her. Okay. Okay.
He's hanging out in the woods.
Woods.
With he's just alone with his horse most of the time.
Most of the time.
And now he's hanging out with a couple
in
of
hobbits.
In
love with her. Wants her so bad. Okay. Then, okay. Finally, at the end of I'm guessing from first movie to third movie, how many years do you think have passed? Five?
It's like 6 months.
So how far?
From Bilbo's birthday party.
Yes.
To
the ring going into Mount Doom.
To the Eagles show, it's about 6 months. I
okay,
think.
Okay. All right, then I'm thinking wrong. But Aragorn, okay.
It makes it worse because he fucking flirts with that lady. Like, it's not like 3 years.
And then gives her to Faramir, yeah. He deserves her. Give it to Faramir. They just hold hands at the end, and I'm like, all right, good for him.
That was totally just the thing. It was like, there's not that many female characters. Faramir.
Yeah, Faramir.
Fuck him.
You've had a fucking rough deal to hand here. But
remember your brother died? Ugh.
And then your father blames you for it, and then, like, you feel so bad.
And then your father burned to death.
Yeah, because he tried to burn you. So, is that where the expression "you got burned" came from? It definitely isn't. So, my complaint is this. After 300 years of being on this planet, like, you're the only human who gets to live 300 years. You get with her at the end, and then all of a sudden your hair turns white, which means you probably have, what, 5 years left? So you've wasted three... Like, if I were her, I'd be like, fuck you! You lived this long time. We could have had all this time together. Now what, I'm going to have another 7 months with you, and the bad 7 months? Like, you come
Now you need someone to wipe your ass and... There you live.
Yeah. It's like Patrick Swayze when he got pancreatic cancer and he had a year left to live. Then he gets back with his wife.
Is like, that true?
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. She got like probably a nice...
But she's not going to live forever.
Yeah. Sorry, so that's one of my complaints. Okay, that one.
That's a legit complaint.
Yeah, like this whole thing about, like, they use magic in a very weird way in Lord of the Rings. That Game of Thrones... I love the way Game of Thrones uses magic. It's not all the time... It's simple to understand. You can never grasp magic in Lord of the Rings. Like, I imagine in the books it's a lot worse, but, like, the so many different reasons why magic is happening and certain things are manipulated, and, like, it's like in Lord of the Rings, like, alright, it's so... At least in Game of Thrones, there's a resolution to the conflict. Lord of the Rings just kind of, it takes the whole series to happen, and then you're not even sure at the end what... Like, where the fuck did Frodo go? Where is that? Like, why is Gandalf still alive? Like, Gandalf dies twice? Is it twice or...
Just the once. And then he leaves with Frodo at the end.
But is that death? Is that to the next...
They're going to the lands beyond the sea. They're going to the west.
Are they fucking...
Who?
Frodo and Gandalf. There's a weird scene at the end of the third one where he's watching Frodo sleep and Frodo wakes up and he doesn't say, Gandalf, why are you watching me sleep? They just look at
Gandalf.
They just look at each other and laugh for about a 12-minute.
Oh no! Yeah. Well, then Merry and Pippin come and jump on the.
And then they start.
They jump on their bed together. And then Gimli shows up and he starts laughing.
And then Sam looks from the door and he's crying because he knows he's been replaced. It's so weird.
Right, Sam is basically, it's the same situation as Aragorn and his horse out in the woods. Like,
yeah.
You don't know, what it stays, that happens in the woods stays in the woods.
Like, the underlying, like, you know me, I am the most, I am so pro-gay, it's ridiculous, but, like, there is a fucking, such an underlying tone of homosexuality.
Oh, yeah.
In that fucking book, in the whole thing. And, like, there's a scene where Frodo's holding the ring in the smog, and you never see what's really going on other than Gollum's holding him. It's like, it's a struggle. It's a struggle, the burden he's carrying of the ring. But he keeps yelling out, Frodo keeps yelling out, Sam, it hurts! And I'm like, oh, that was supposed to be a homosexual thing. But
there's a lot going on there between the two of them.
Lot! And, like, Frodo doesn't like women. You can tell he doesn't. And then Sam gets married at the end. And then,
what's a female hobbit even look like?
Sam marries the one that you see in the movie.
Oh, yeah, the bartender.
Yeah, but then, like, Frodo's mad about it. Very mad. It's, in fact, so mad.
He leaves the country.
And then Sam gets mad at Frodo for leaving. Like, you had your chance. Like, that is that a cock ring? Is that whole thing a cock ring? I don't know.
All right.
The other thing...
It's very British.
Yeah.
Me and my man friends, and we're all manly, and we
drink beer, but we go out into the woods for months at a time,
it's very weird.
And
I was just looking
at... Then we hate each other's wives.
I was just looking at a thing, and you know how many women are in the Hobbit book?
How many?
Zero.
Is Tolkien homosexual?
He was married. He has kids. Oh, go ahead.
Can I just say one more thing here?
Yeah, please.
Cameron Diaz is awful in each one of the films, and it's just something that irritated me the whole time.
Cameron Diaz?
Legolas. Does Orlando Bloom not look like young Cameron Diaz in those movies? Without tits. I'm gonna pull them up next to each other. You do your complaints right now because I need to show you. Ready? Go ahead. Because you know I'm right. You know he looks like her.
I'm so mad that I fell for the setup.
Is it weird that Orlando Bloom is hotter? Series as a whole, obviously it's very influential. Is that the first fantasy, like, book written?
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Yes. So, the Hobbit is, because it was written first.
Oh, wait, The Hobbit is first. Now, if I've never seen the Hobbit movies, do they hold up to Lord of the Rings or no?
Oh, no. No.
They're
fucking awful.
What? Peter Jackson didn't do them?
No, he did.
Oh!
But he wasn't supposed to. It was supposed to be Guillermo del Toro. Guillermo del Toro moved to New Zealand, worked on them for 18 months, and then...
They fired him?
The story on both sides was that... it was scheduling conflicts. It was taking too long, and Guillermo del Toro wanted to do other projects.
And he has, yeah, he's taking...
He left, and they started production, like, 3 days later.
Oh, so yeah.
So, no, it wasn't like...
Yeah.
And then Peter Jackson had publicly said, I already spent 3 movies on Lord of the Rings. He spent, before they ever shot a film for Lord of the Rings, he'd already spent 3 years...
Researching?
And doing pre-production.
So it's been a lot of time of his life already doing that.
Yeah, and then, like, he was an executive producer for The Hobbit. Guillermo del Toro was going to do him. Guillermo del Toro drops out, and he does, like, 2 months pre-production, and he makes The Hobbit. And it shows. They're bad.
Do you think he just didn't have it in him?
He didn't want to do it, but if...
If he didn't, they're losing all that money.
And they were going to take it out of New Zealand.
Where would they do it? Montana?
It's all green screen. It doesn't fucking matter where they do it.
Why? The CGI gets worse as those films go on. And I don't know. Like, the third one has the worst CGI out of any of them.
I'm talking about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second one, I think it's great because it doesn't have a lot of CGI. Maybe that's it. Like, those Uruk-hai, oh, that's makeup. That's a dude in makeup. A lot of them.
Yeah. And then in The Hobbit, because they shot it in, like, super high def 3D.
Yeah.
It's all CGI.
Ooh.
Like, there's a big dwarf fight at the end.
Is it worse than, like, the Star Wars prequels when it comes to CGI?
I'd put it at about the same level.
Really?
So it's all green screen.
So even
you've never heard the famous story about Ian McKellen, Gandalf,
yeah,
had a breakdown in the middle of the production because he's sitting by himself in a green room and he breaks down crying. And this isn't what I became an actor to do.
Shut up. That's amazing.
Yeah. Because he's, like, sitting there, like, acting by himself.
Oh my god.
Because yeah, he's supposed to be, like, fighting Thoramon or something.
That might be the saddest fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
And, oh, my last complaint, and then I want you to make your Thrones complaints, is we never had that fight with Sauron and anybody. Like, my thing, the way I would have ended that, is Frodo doesn't get the ring to Mordor, and Sauron gets the ring back, and he becomes fully... There's never that big boss in that.
Especially because they go out of their way to show you Sauron in the first movie.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like a very logical movie change to make.
Yeah, and then Aragorn has to fight Sauron, and he wins.
Right, or even if he's in the middle of fighting him, he's losing, and Frodo throws the ring in, and he's weakened just long enough to destroy him.
And then the team does it together, and the Fellowship technically succeeded. That's my complaint.
Right, that's easy.
My complaints are totally justifiable.
No, right. I think Lord of the Rings movies are some of the best adaptions of a work ever.
Okay.
Like, I think, unless you really want to do a deep dive into the mythology of Middle-earth and everything, I think Lord of the Rings, the movies, are a perfect representation of that work.
You would say, if we were going to, like, the discussion last week, book to movie, what's better? The movie?
The movie. Okay. Unless you really want to, like, really dig in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna read Lord of the Rings and the Silmarillion and The Hobbit. And, like,
and people do.
And I'm not trying to take away from that at all, but I think if you want to know what the Lord of the Rings is all about and why it's a big deal, I think watching the movies is perfectly for understanding why it's like, oh yeah, this is, I get it. Like, they take a few things out, and they change a little bit. Like, they make Boromir's death a bit much bigger deal than it is in the book. In the book, he's kind of just a dickhead, and then he dies.
And that's, like, a great scene. First of all, we're going to talk about this. Sean Bean is in both.
Oh, he dies early on in both.
But he's such an important character in both.
Yeah.
I think more so in Thrones. Like, he's the, you know.
Yeah, he's...
I've never seen...
He's the one... Because that changes what Game of Thrones is.
I think...
You know what I mean?
He's the only person on a character on a TV show or in a series that dies in such an early part. But even though he's dead, he's so much involved in the story. And, like, I still consider... When I think Game of Thrones, I think Sean Bean. Even though he's been on... Like, Kit Harington's been on it longer. You know?
Yeah.
Amelia Clarke's been on longer. But I always think of Ned Stark.
Sean Bean, yeah.
Yeah.
That was an amazing casting choice. So part of being adaptions. So Lord of the Rings, the books are 455,125 words.
Okay.
All three books combined.
Counting Elvish too and everything. Any word written word, okay.
Game of Thrones, the books up to what's been printed, is 1,736,056 words.
Wow.
Right? So it's triple plus.
In defense, Lord of the Rings is more elegant writing, though.
Yeah. But the shortest Game of Thrones book is twice as long as the longest.
Oh, really?
But
George R. R. Martin isn't a very... He's a very Hemingway-esque writer, and that's an insult to Hemingway saying that. It's very
minimalist.
I love writers like that. I do.
Yeah, compared to...
Hemingway's my favorite writer.
Compared to Tolkien's very flowery...
Flowery stuff.
And, yeah, he talks about the blades of the grass at Bilbo's birthday party.
Yes.
For fucking 300 pages.
Yes. And then Martin's just talking about, you know, Catherine Stark holding in Ned's seed in the first three pages, which is great. Holding in his seed!
It's hard pink mast.
Like, why is he only flowery when it comes to talking about cocks and
seeding? Cocks and food. The food descriptions in the books are amazing.
Am I wrong for asking that?
He has a wife, but that doesn't mean anything. Because
Tolkien's a gayest man alive.
So, Lord of the Rings is 624 minutes long.
Okay.
Versus Game of Thrones, 3,300 minutes.
Jesus.
Up to season 7. Okay. So, what's covered in the books in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But that only makes Lord of the Rings... It's 729.4 words per minute.
Okay.
Versus Game of Thrones, 526.1 words per minute.
Wow.
And I think Lord of the Rings is a more faithful adaptation and a better representation of the work than Game of Thrones is. Because Game of Thrones is just, here's some tits, and, oh yeah, here's a bunch of backstories about stuff that maybe it'll matter, maybe it won't.
My
we're chasing through everything that makes Game of Thrones cool. In that first season, they were so...
That was the one that's closest to the book.
But they were so scared that no one would give a shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they literally have someone getting their pussy eaten out while Littlefinger is like, so here's...
That monologue? Yeah.
So here's a bunch of backstory just in case you need to know. This might be important later.
I never thought about that.
But they do it like 6 times. And it's not until...
Do you think that's Martin on his creative end of it?
No, I genuinely believe that is HBO being scared that, like, if they just had a scene of Ned and Robert, like, talking about the good old times, like, everyone would change the channel and be like, what the fuck is this nerd shit?
And it's the most popular show ever.
Right, well, but maybe...
Maybe they were right.
Maybe they were absolutely right. It got everybody into it. And now, six years later, like, having a genuine discussion about who Jon Snow's parents are and why that matters and who's he gonna fuck and, like, what's gonna happen is, like, a huge cultural thing now.
Yeah.
It was like, you could talk to an average person on the street and they'll, like, might have an opinion.
So maybe if Battle...
Like, maybe you brought up that thing about Aragorn's parents and, like, what happened to them. No one gives a fuck. So maybe you're right.
So you're saying... So maybe if Gimli fucked Cameron Diaz in the middle of Aragorn with the ring, there would have been a much better discussion. Maybe he would have said, why aren't you going to fuck that Elvish chick? You're 300 years old. You don't have a lot of time left.
I still get a little emotional, though, about... I never thought I'd die next to an elf. How about a friend? Like, come on, man. Holy shit. You know what I mean?
That line got you.
What about a friend? If you had any genuine friends that you liked, you would...
Don't put this on me! Because you're a sap with that... Like, I shouldn't talk, because... Because
you're a fucking sap!
But with Thrones here, the complaint I have with Thrones, the big one, and then you issue your statement here. Everything was... They're giving us everything we want right now on the last season.
Right.
And that's... This is possibly... It's the best season in terms of... The reason we like Thrones is because it doesn't give you what you want.
Right. And now we're getting... That's the draw. Is that everyone dies. It's not happy.
Anybody could go at any time. And the thing is...
Now that they're off script. They're off the books.
But if they would have eased us into it, give us one or two things.
And kill somebody important.
They gave everything we've ever wanted. And it's just like, I don't like this. It's like me with women. It's like... I like I like fucked up women. But if everything was normal, no, I wouldn't stay in it. You need that. You need faults, because that's what makes it great.
Right. I stopped watching the show for a while, because I didn't really care that much. I'm waiting for the book. And then now
it's not happening. That book's not happening.
It's never coming out. There's... But
which
there's,
is bullshit. Because he's going to rest on that, where, like, his legacy will be, oh, but that book would have, that last book would have maybe done it.
When I stuck that landing, it would have been great.
Yep.
Right? Instead of doing Lord of the Rings and having fucking eagle show up, everything's fine. Like,
why are you talking about that eagle showing up? That's a big deal.
The ending is just, problem solved. Whatever.
Okay. Oh, I get what you're saying.
So, like, it's not, Lord of the Rings doesn't end well.
No.
So, like, it could act, I think it plays the Game of Thrones hand a little bit, is that it's not finished yet, so you can still imagine it being a perfect ending until they finish it. You know what I mean? Like, if they don't stick the landing, it'll take away from a lot. All that build-up won't matter as much.
Mm-hmm.
But I like watching Game of Thrones now that it's off the books, because it feels like watching someone's fan theories.
Yeah.
Like, with fucking $1 million an episode.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, well, what if this happened?
Yep.
And it's like, oh yeah, that's good. Because I've been thinking about this for 3 years or whatever.
What was your biggest thing with Thrones that you didn't like as a story turn? Like, that you disagreed with? Like, as much as I hated it, Rob needed to go. Rob was awesome. He was a great character. I really liked him.
I was surprised. I didn't remember being that upset reading the book when he died. Like, I mean, it was bad, obviously. But I thought Kat was a much bigger loss.
She's a bitch in the book. Worse than she is in the show.
Right, but it was... And maybe it was just because you never saw inside Rob's head.
They're such Tullys, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, he loves his mom, and like...
The only two Starks, like, Jon Snow is more of a Ned Stark than any of the boys ever were. And I'll say my favorite Stark is Arya. She's fucking awesome.
Right, and that's because she's also a Stark.
Whereas the other Sansa, do you think he Rob, wrote that as more? Is that was intended that they're supposed to be more of Tully-ish?
Definitely.
Okay.
Like, they go out of the, he goes out of his way to talk about how they look like her, and like Arya. Good point. Arya's the only one. Arya and Jon are the only one that looks like.
That's sick. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Because like, and so that's, and that's very much a.
So what do you think? Do you think Rob, if Rob wasn't, no, because it's a, Rob wasn't as smart as Jon. If Rob would, like, Rob was undefeated.
Jon's smart? Jon doesn't know anything.
How much of it is luck, then? This guy's also lucky. He is lucky as shit.
Yeah.
He is. But there's a path for him.
There is. And like, and that's another...
The devil is protecting Jon Snow. The Lord of Light is the devil.
You think so?
It's dark magic. I love it. I would so be a Lord of Light person in Game of Thrones. I would fuck the Red Witch all over the place.
I think we're good.
I think that was a solid conversation.
All right. You
wanna... where do you think it's going to end? Where do you think Game of Thrones is going to end? And then we'll end it. You can end this.
He's going
to... You think he's going to kill Khaleesi and then...
Khaleesi's going to stab Jon Snow in the heart to forge the sword, and then she's going to fight the Witch King, and the Witch King's going to win. And we're going to be in a long night.
You really think that's the way it's going to end?
That's how it should end. They come down and
if anybody could see the face you made after that, you've never done like a bougie face right there. You just did like
just smelled my own fart.
Oh god, you just did. You did. You're just sniffing your fart and sucking your dick right now. That's what you're doing. But I think Jon Snow is gonna kill Khaleesi and he's gonna become the Song of Ice and Fire. And then he's gonna kill the Night King. So we'll see what happens. We're gonna do that episode in 2 months when it comes out?
God, is it that soon?
Yeah, 6 episodes are doing it.
Unless
they're going to break that down into 3 and 3.
Maybe.
Yeah.
When's Infinity War coming out?
That's the end of May, right?
Right? That's next month?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We're going to have to do a prediction. I'm going to do a prediction topic. See you later, kiddo.
Me. Thank you for listening to 3 with Z. Reach out to us, please, at 3withz@gmail.com or at 3withz on Twitter. Fucking let us know what's going on. But don't. I get terrible stage fright. A couple people have said, I listened to the podcast. It was really nice. And then I freaked out. That's fine. I like to pretend it's just me and Christian sitting here having a chat. But, see you around, kiddo. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Good night, good luck.